Okay, we are recording. Now, sir, you may proceed.
I'm Greg Edwards. Chairing the meeting, and to my right is Angelia D. Scott, the Vice Chair of the Commission, the Secretary and Treasurer, combining two offices, thus outweighing us all, is Jack McKay, and Dave Wasserman, a longtime stalwart of the Commission. And so we have four people, and if we would need to, we could constitute a quorum. But I'd like to suggest we do a quick round to just to see what you know, people's minds and introduce each other. And the let me give a little background, and that is that at least not just in this diverse neighborhood, there are topics that people are concerned with, the events that are happening here, more than can be handled. So all we can do is, even in a couple of rounds of discussion, where we share equally the time, commissioners and residents alike get the same time. All we can do is raise issues, get them on the floor, and identify ourselves so that afterwards there's time to talk about it. The bumper sticker, postcard size, statements, you can't really settle anything. But when you hear an issue, you can consult with your commissioner or talk with people in your civic association. And there's 2 weeks between now and the next meeting in which things will be formally considered. And that's the time to get together and to try to provide the evidence and the arguments and work with many others, that, which is necessary if we're going to work all together. Tonight, with fewer people, I originally talked with commissioners about doing 2 minutes, perhaps maybe 3 minutes of the first round. And moving to my left and moving around the room in some linear way so that people can predict when they're going to speak and have a chance to prepare their remarks. And then at this point, it would just be general introduction and with a target of 3 minutes. If you do much more, well, then you're robbing time from somebody else. Would you start?
My name is Ben. I live on
Ben, last name.
Oh, Ben Siegler. I live on Union 18th. I emailed Jack because I got his flyer that he handed out and said maybe he wants an email or put it online, and then I saw the website and I said I might be able to help for free to contribute. And so I'm just here to help out any technology concerns.
My name is Pamela Beer, and I own the lot that's at the corner of 17th and Oakwood Terrace. And in the near future, we'll be moving forward on submitting some plans for that lot. So I just wanted to, nothing is drawn or finalized, we're in the most preliminary phases of design, but I just wanted to say hi and introduce myself.
Let me point out, this is the lot in question. This is 17th Gate going down towards Pine Branch. That's Oakwood Terrace. It's a little triangle. An undeveloped lot of land at this time.
Roughly, what's the square feet there?
It's 5,600 and change. So it's a rather large, it's a deceptively large lot.
So it's about an eighth of an acre? Thank you. You have some more minutes if you wanted to say anything more.
I'm just open to people's comments or questions. I really don't have anything worthy to say tonight.
Luis José Mejia. I live on 1734 Lamont Street, down there, actually. I'm submitting plans for a renovation of this house, taking the third floor and turning it into a separate apartment. I wanted to show you briefly later, I suppose, what it entails. That's just presentations. I've lived here for 12 years, and this is the first time I've met you. I thought it would be a good opportunity to meet the neighborhood commission. Other than that...
But just to clarify,
yeah.
You will be seeking, your intent is to seek an ANC resolution. Okay.
He had his hearing at HPRB.
Okay.
And as happens all too often, no one had told him to come to us. So he went to Historic Preservation Review Board without any word from the ANC pro or con. And I suggested that he come and talk to us just to let us know what's going on. Whether this will really lead to a resolution or not, we don't know. We don't know what's needed. Because the HPRB said, basically, it's mostly okay, but you've got to come back for another review. So it's sort of in between. This really just a chance to get acquainted. You're not necessarily going to do anything about it.
No, but...
Familiarize yourself with the issue.
But people, I think, will want to know what is involved here, and is there any fancy interest on it?
I don't think so. But
yeah.
So this is a courtesy of judges.
Rather than an introduction, a resolution.
Right.
That can't be put that way. It looks like Dave Bossman is next.
Well, let me show who's closer here.
Anyone share closer? My name is Shepard Clark. My name is Shepard Clark. Actually, I'm here in support of Luis Jose. I have lived there for a while, and he originally turned this place from a 5-tenement place into a nice house. And he does everything that is very well.
Actually, I told you he didn't come, I wouldn't give you dinner.
That's right. He knows he has great designs and he doesn't do things half measure.
Are you operating as a contractor?
No.
Or just a worker then?
No.
I'm not curious.
Just a resident.
Actually, I'm the house in Silver Spring. I used to live there when he was first greeting me in the house.
I see. Just to clarify, I'm trying to prompt people to sort of think about what others might be wanting to know to fill in what the story is.
He does a good job on whatever he does. I love that.
You're just a tourist.
My name is Lori Ballinger. I'm a Mount Pleasant resident, and I'm on the board of directors of the Historic Mount Pleasant. And Faye Armstrong, who's the HFP president, couldn't be here tonight, so she asked for an HFP board member just to fill in because they were going to be building, architectural issues discussed. So my background's in real estate and city planning, and I've had lots of experience, good or bad, in renovating old houses.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm a student at American University, and I'm here just to see how the commission functions, and I'm interested in civic engagement.
Dave Bossman, one of the commissioners. The only thing I have to say is I was very pleasantly pleased with the outcome of the SDDC this last month, the end of the month.
Alice Higgins, member of PSWC. Jesse is the Secretary of Human Services, so we can do a better job.
Yvonne Rivera, President of War, PSWC. It's a pleasure to be here and listen to your concerns tonight.
Okay. Then I've had some discussion with several commissioners about how to handle tonight. I think after this first round, we thought it would be best to go in and offer those with property issues.
chance to give us a little more detail about what they're thinking if they could, so that there's something to react to other than the outlines of the property or the future of the current house. So I would like to ask to at least give us your intents about what you're thinking about.
Let me suggest, in the case of the Lamont Street property, there is some dissension. I'd like to hear from Historic Mount Pleasant, because I know there is some concern about your design, and we can focus on what those concerns are, if that would be discussion.
But I'd like to hear more from, usually the affirmative goes first.
Okay.
Just as a matter of simple.
Okay.
First chance to make a first impression.
I brought the, let's see the photographs first to give you an idea of that. House, okay. Okay, front of the house is just like every other one of you. Keep going.
How is it like?
Okay, say it's Lamont Street, side of the house.
Okay, let's go to the side of the house.
Right. As you see, the third floor ends up there, and I would like to extend it all the way to the end of the siding portion.
Let me get a laser pointer. I'll be right back.
Because I'm not understanding. What do you mean, extend?
Oh, he means, I think, the portion of the third floor that doesn't go all the way back. I think you want to extend that the
right.
length of the house.
Right. I could use an old-fashioned finger.
Because you're a little hunger.
The second floor reaches here, and I would like to put a wall and side it so that the three floors are
extended up.
Yes.
Or
all right. Yes. Now, the issue we had before was that I found a note.
That's your low tech pointer. Here's your height.
Thank you.
Let's see. How does this?
Do I press the select button?
Push.
Oh,
I thought. There you go. Not too complicated, probably. Okay. This portion here, this is where the stairs up to the third floor were going to be built, in order to make them, so I'll sit down so I don't block the view, so as to make the third floor independent. That's where our contention was. Now, we found another way, which is to go through the back here into, I'll lose part of the kitchen, stairs here, and then up, so that the stairs will be enclosed. Well, from this point, can you do one more photo?
Which one?
The kitchenette. We had one portion of stairs here, which would be open and visible. Then you go in here and up through the back there. And could you get back of the house, please?
Back of the house.
There. This would be the new entrance. Go in here and we put the stairs inside the existing siding. So the issues we had before as to how the stairs would look like and so on, which was the main point, disappear. So that's sort of the context. Would you like to see what it looks like on the plan? Or?
Yes, you.
I've done my 3 minutes.
You have.
Okay. So if there are questions, of course, I'd be glad to
ask. Yes, we'll have time for questions.
Let's hear what Historic Mount Pleasant.
I don't have any. I mean, I got to tell you, I am not nowhere near as familiar with the issues on this particular.
what I understood from reading her email was that the contention at HPRB was the fact that the staircase was going to be visible from the side from the street, and it was clad in masonry, which was, that's a difficult match to try to achieve. But if the solution, and I guess I kind of thought that one of the discussion was all focused at HPRB on keeping on doing that, and just it was what it was going to be clad in, but now you've come up with, if I'm understanding correctly, you've come up with a solution that basically takes it back into what you already have. And that would fix it. Because
yeah.
I mean, from how you described it, you have the staircase in the back, which isn't visible from the street.
That's, well, and, it's not visible from anywhere.
Right, so, and it's just taking it up through existing through existing stuff. I mean, I would think that, like I said, I don't know the details of this, so I have difficulty.
I'm pretty confident that
saying
this
it, but that, was, that would seem to me, based upon my experience in my own dealings with on historic issues, that would seem to solve your issues.
I'm pretty confident that it does.
And you know, I mean, Carmel is now. I'm not an architect. I'm just married. Carmel's probably got more experience, but I mean, she doesn't need to. She's not your. You're not her client.
One of your colleagues was the one who first suggested. Taking it in. And my architect was the one who found the way to do it with minimal disruption to the kitchen.
I mean, I would think that that would solve your issues.
I think so, but we'll see.
Do you go back to HPRB and do you want...
Well, I've sent it to Faye and Jonathan.
Okay. She's been out of town, so she may not see.
Right, because I only sent it a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm expecting for her to come back and
when's your next hearing?
And have a meeting. Sorry? Oh, the next hearing is 28th October, is it? The board?
Yeah.
I think 28th October. So we've got some time.
Yes. And it's after our next meeting. So if there's things to be resolved,
there's time.
That you need day and say.
Okay.
Now the point here, as I said, is not to resolve issues but to at least get a sampling of the different perspectives and the points so that they can be resolved in discussion later. Does anyone else have...
Can I ask one more question? Can we go back to what is it? I'm just curious. What does it look like on the once you finish out that third floor? Do you have an elevation from the rear showing the new configuration?
It should be one of them.
The new side elevation? What do you think?
I think this is the one she wants, but
you're
not the new side elevation. Oh yes, this one. The new side elevation.
There it is.
That.
Okay, no, I was asking what it looked like from the when you look at it from the back.
It's
same
floor.
Oh, okay.
Can you go back to the last picture?
Is this for the rear?
Yeah, that's
this
the
rear elevation?
Can you go back to the last picture?
This is what I was thinking about.
Yeah. See that right there? That's exactly what this one looks like.
And it's just where the porch is instead of where the door is. That window becomes a door.
The window. Then when it becomes a dorm.
And the third floor is actually going to be exactly the same.
Okay.
Does anyone else have the observations, questions, issues to raise?
Dave, it's your SMD.
No questions, looks good.
Yeah, I think if Historic Mount Pleasant is happy with it, and you're in good shape, and we can just go on our merry way. There's no need for us to be involved.
Yes.
You can tell this our conservation that, yeah, he's supposed to be in the same way. They have no concerns.
Okay.
And I have a
witness.
Before it
knows.
Preferred no concerns.
That's true. I mean, this is right now. By the end of the month, who knows?
Sure.
But it's on the heads up.
Just to, we've got a list of use anybody, and if somebody comes up with a deal breaker, then we've got to deal with this. We can't forecast that. As you
Well,
okay. Does that take care of the Lamont Street issue?
Nobody else responded to that. Would you be willing to talk a little more about turn tints and just in generalities without about the nature of the property or other things, simply because people will want to know now. There will be curiosity. You could say some things.
Sure. Well, I give me a turn. Let's go behind my back. So I own that property and the adjacent property. So I care deeply about high quality construction and design because I wouldn't want to ruin the adjacent property, which is mine. And you know, really, right now I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing there because. It's actually a somewhat complex site, and it's also a very complex time for banks to be underwriting projects like this. So there's just some back and forth as to what is feasible from a zoning perspective and what is feasible from a lending perspective. So I don't have anything to show right now. I just wanted to make myself available for comments or questions. People have actually raised really interesting points about the site, one of which is that, and one thing with the greenery, I think that there's a lot of, well, obviously vines and stuff, but there's also one really, really beautiful old oak tree, which I am it's very important to me that that oak tree stay. So, yeah, people have raised really interesting issues. I think one of which is that it's really a property that has three facades, and that there's a facade that abuts the adjacent building, which is mine, which I care about, and the Oakwood Terrace facade needs to address the scale of the Oakwood Terrace row houses across the street, and then there's the 17th Street facade, and I think the obvious solution is to build something that fronts on Oakwood Terrace and then has a bunch of garbage cans and junk on 17th Street. And that's something that I definitely don't want to do. I want to make sure that the 17th Street facade is well conceived and is as much a front as the Oakwood Terrace side has a front.
Let me point out, see, my S&D is on the other side of 17th Street. And I've already heard, long before now, I've heard from neighbors about that property and any proposal to develop it. And the issue is quite simple. They like solid greenery. So whatever you want to develop there, there's going to be somebody saying, we don't want that.
The greenery is really kind of totally...
I'm not taking a position. I'm just cautioning you. This is what we're going to deal with.
I've heard... If I made some comments people called me, and with the question, is there any way that the city can condemn that property and turn it into a park?
Yes.
I mean, if somebody wanted to purchase the property from me and find a site for me that would be comparable in terms of square footage and zoning, then I'm completely open to that option.
I'll tell you, my position is it's your property, you got rights to it. If somebody wants it undeveloped, they can buy it.
Yeah. Well, there's a strange misconception, I think, also about greenery, in which it's very important to me, actually, and I want the site to be, because I intend to be in that adjacent building for a very long time, it's important to me that it not get the typical developer treatment where you put in like these sad, miserable little shrubs that die as soon as the buildings are sold. So I actually really care about the greenery on the site, but a lot of that is secondary growth and bramble, which anybody could cut down just any day for no reason. So.
Let's see, let's cut down. One last question. You mentioned that the site is complex. Do you mean that it's because of the different facades? Or is there some other complexity to the site?
I mean, I think it's just complex because it's a wedge shape at an acute angle on a steep hill, and
What's the difference?
And for me, it's complex because I really do care about quality design, and I want to make sure that something really excellent is still
there.
A lot. I mean, it's it depends where you are along that slope.
What is the maximum?
It's as much as 40 feet.
Okay.
It's a very steep slope.
Yes.
And it gets very complicated to work where one measures the height. Whether there's a height of Oakwood Terrace or the height of 70 feet.
That's why I was wanting to
start. From a zoning perspective, the height is from the midpoint of Oakwood Terrace. But I think it's very important that it's stepped down because otherwise it's going to look like this, you know, incredible behemoth hulking over 70 feet.
I think people need to have some idea of what it's going to look like, yes.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
The wrong developer could come in and do something awful.
And 40 feet is a huge. Gap.
It's a tremendous great
four change. Stories, roughly, difference in height. Just to move on, I'll say that I'm delaying PSNCC to see if Sam Brooksmith is going to show. He sent him an email saying that he would, and I think it would be unfair to start the discussion. But you've already got a copy of his point, so we can perhaps do that. Another topic is that the website, and just to have a short discussion on that, a few minutes.
Yeah, there's not much to it. We just took the old website and threw it up onto a content management system. So,
tell us about a content management system.
Content management system makes a website where you really don't need to use. Web development software, you don't have to use Dreamweaver to make edits and changes. It also will show revision history, where the page has been, who edited it, and then you can even have an approval process where the person who actually makes the changes can't push it to live, that would actually be done by whoever's in charge.
But the main thing is that somebody who doesn't know anything about HTML can update the site with new documents, new. I mean, we have to update our site every couple of weeks.
Yep.
And we would like to have it done by somebody who doesn't have to be an HTML expert. That's where we're going, right?
Correct.
Okay.
They're free of my tyranny.
What's that?
Free of my tyranny. Volunteer webmaster.
Are you volunteering to help us do this? I mean.
Yeah, what are you guys need help with? Just tell me. You know, and if I can't do it, I'll pass it on to
you. Let me volunteer to work with you since I've been doing this for 5 years, and I hope Jack knows that I'm looking for. We've been looking for 5 years for someone that would take it or help take it over. Great, perhaps get some depth, perhaps another person or two in case.
Sure.
If we all get thrown out of office on November 2nd. We need somebody. She left. We need somebody like you to pick up and
yeah.
Carry on despite our
sure.
Disappearance. So really happy to have you show up and help us with this.
Okay.
Really.
And if it is on a content management system, anybody could log in that has access to make changes. So you probably wouldn't need me much at all.
Hopefully, you got to know.
Yeah. That would be the good plan. Is that if it's simple enough and it's
there'll be some effort to build it the first time.
Right.
Yeah. So let's probably want to work on that in January when we've got
yes.
A new commission forming.
Yes. Drupal has an amazing array of modules. It was developed. I'm not used to going through the history of this because we've got other things to talk about. But there are a lot of modules in let's push on because let's assume that Sam is not going to show.
I thought his email said he probably wouldn't be here, but here's his points.
Well, later he said that in fact it turns out that he can be here. But I asked him to please, when I spoke with the woman, she asked that she'd get a chance to see what his points were in advance. So I called him and asked him to give an advance warning.
But it won't hurt our feelings if you want to get up and leave now.
What is it?
My son's a visitor, so I need to thank you. If anybody has questions for me, they answer
numbers. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, that case. Leave as well. There we go. Thanks very much. It was nice meeting you all.
Thank you, too.
See you later.
The state
guy.
The state guy in front of the 7-Eleven was amazing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. He scored Toromata. Toromata. All kills. Toromata is the
one restaurant. Where is
yes.
It?
I guess I'll if they come up the way from the New Jersey.
If you have any other
emails, I'll have to call you.
The meat. It was the cone.
Yes.
Like the
cone. You initiate the
okay. I'll do that as well.
Would you like a parade?
Yeah. I'll give you a call. Or I'll give you a call.
Here's the
only
thing
about I should mind the website, aren't you?
Kind of hard to see.
And I'm the website.
Okay.
Is there a way to have
a yeah, let me know what I do.
You know what you did? You just want one of your tiny areas. But yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Because but it is fun, it's kind of hard to.
Can we have one meeting here, please? Okay.
Why don't you move forward?
All right. Thank you.
While you're moving forward, let me observe that the fiesta must have been a success because when we've had these meetings in the past, the room was packed.
I would say I heard almost no complaints, which was astounding. But there were the usual problems, parking, etc. But this went off, at least from my end, better than previous events.
I had tremendous problems this time. And with 500 residents and their cars and so on, sent you a copy of my email with that, and we know something of that because we talked. And but it was really mostly police that were not being, they had not been properly instructed, and they lied and refused to obey a direct order from the watch commander. And I sent a copy of my letter to Jacob. Kitchen. And I don't know about it, but it's something that we need to pay attention to because hundreds of people could not get in and out. So that's a big one. One block in Eastern North Carolina can have very large numbers of people. Now I know how to do it, and I can talk with you later about I was instructed finally what we should have done. But I'll just say we should have gotten hold of the watch commander immediately. The local police officers were supposed to respond to the requests to talk to the supervisor, and they refused to do so. So they were from the get-go in reconcentrate.
So, excuse me, is it of DC Fiesta's problem because of what MPD did or did not do?
It is partially their problem because incomplete instructions were given to them. They didn't. You made an agreement about the nature of residential streets, and that was not communicated to the police.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I said the last time, whatever, when without Metropolitan Police being here, and without it that last meeting, nobody being present there, I told you it was going to go like that. I had three of my residents came home in tears because they could not get down here. I said it over and over and over and over again when I was here, when those people were here, and when you all were here. I said, you've got to make connections. Everybody's got to be on one accord. Everybody needs to come together. But none of the people that needed to be here were here, and I knew this was going to happen. People, excuse me, seniors especially, have lived for so long that they feel, and they well should feel that way, that they should not have to go through so much of an issue to get to their home. And with the festival, every time you guys get ready to have that festival, my tenants just get so sad because they know they're going to go through a hassle to get back home. There's 30% of my building that goes out to church. Every last one of them, including myself, could not get home. Then we found an officer who finally came to his senses and said, can I see your ID? So, yeah, you can see my ID because I don't want no problems with Metropolitan Police. So he says, that building, I said, that's the building right there, out there. That's my ID.
You can see it.
You can see that I live there. So a lot of people did, well, it was like three of us that found out that we could get through by showing our ID. But still, you have the problem. Nobody is really looking at this thing completely. We are down in the valley. We have medical transportation that comes to pick us up. Two people could not get out. Because, and this is to no fault of anybody, because they can't find their way when no festival is going on. But anyway, Metro Access drivers seem to be just out there. So they don't need no extra. So they couldn't find a way to get to us. That caused a problem. It caused a problem for just two people, caused a problem for everybody. Because it reflects to me, because I may be the ANC commissioner, but I'm also the president of that building and the president of the citywide. So you give me a great big problem. And it was the same this year. I said it, I tried to say it, I tried to put it out there early. Please do not make this be an issue. Get everybody together and understand that you can't close that street. It's impossible. You give us no alternative to get down in that valley at all. So, unless, and I call my, this is the one time that I had so many tenants that was willing to come just so they could scream their displeasure. And I'm like, no, you don't come no other time. You know, honestly, that's how I feel now. Yeah, they have a good opinion, and everybody is supposed to be able to express their opinion. But I talk them out of coming because they need to come, period. Don't just come and just be shouting at people. Because you think I didn't put it out there. I did put it out there. But you know, but nobody listened. But
it's we and I apologize. We did listen, but no excuses whatsoever. But this was such a large, huge magnitude. You know, we had 7,000 people attending the festival, and we were a new administration, a new board. We kind of did this in, 2.5 months? And, you know, some of the things that we regret didn't, we could not, as much as we wanted, take care of everything. And I apologize because seniors, to me, are number one. I work with seniors nationwide. I respect and understand their issues, and I feel really bad. I apologize. And I'm ready to hear their anger. You know?
Yeah, I understand it, but that all can't be just placed at your doorstep. It happened last year. You weren't even involved last year. It happened the year before that. You weren't involved. It's like that one issue just seems to be just disregarded. And I know that it's a main thoroughfare. I understand that. But you can't block it. They got to get in and out. Block it. And you know the little intricate streets? Unless you live around here, you don't know that you can cut down this street and go over there and get back to that street.
Right.
My seniors don't know anything about that. All they know is getting off that bus, walking straight in, getting on a bus and going straight out. That's right. All they know.
Right.
So that just terrified me.
But it's closing Irby Street before you reach the Hobart turn. Is that the problem?
Yes.
So if Irby was open to Hobart,
it would be no problem. They know that because they walk. They take their chairs up for that way.
Yeah,
to go to the store. But that's what I was saying. Beyond that, it's not a problem. Just that Hobart cut.
Right.
I have another model of why this is not happening. But would you please take over the chair, because I'm personally involved in this.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Notice he didn't ask me.
Or me.
Yeah.
Well, you're hard.
No, it's a matter of that.
Just teasing.
I'm personally involved.
And you need somebody that is not, just to be fair to everybody. I got a call at 6:30 in the morning saying...
On that Sunday?
On Sunday. Telling me that there were a line of people in their cars backed up. Within, there's 150 car garage on one street. And they could not get out. That other people that had been out for the night, coming from their night shifts, dead tired,
couldn't get in.
Couldn't get in.
Because Lamont was closed already.
Yes. Contrary to our written agreement. Furthermore, once we were able to finally to get them in, the street was two-thirds filled with vendor cars, many of them parked, blocking the alleys, blocking fire hydrants, and so on. They got in because they were able to move the cones. No one was paying attention to it. There were two cars, both at the one at 16th Street Inn, and they were sitting in one car chatting, and finally at 11:30, which was, what, 5 hours later, it would be going up and down, trying to get people's attention. You left me for an hour, saying you'd be right there, and you did not. Your promise was worthless.
Yeah, I know, but
promise was worthless in that case.
I apologize.
And the promises that we would, that the written information would be conveyed to the police, left large numbers of my residents, large numbers, 30 or 50 with cars in various difficult situations. And I'm not going to go through their horror stories of what happened to their lives, what happened to their jobs, because you decided personally that you have these excuses that you were doing it fresh, you didn't have much time and the like, but you chose to pay attention to the vendors and some of their problems with the tents and the like, rather than to the horror stories of the residents. And I believe that you made a terrible personal decision against the residents here and for some of the for the vendors. Now, I know they're paying, and
no,
it may be important.
No, the residents are my main concern, but I was probably handling 10 hot issues at the same time.
Then you need...
Yeah, and we were a team, you know, and
the
team was addressing the issues.
And at 10 o'clock, you told me you were assigning this issue to someone else. We did not get back to me. I have five people that I talked with in your organization that gave me the personal promise, including Maria Carilla, that she would resolve this. There are several other members of your board. I brought this to the attention to four members of your board. And I got promises from each of them that they would work to resolve this, and they got distracted, and none of them did, as my residents had their lives torn apart, and in danger of losing their jobs, their livelihood, and other things, because you had your own sense of priorities, and you did not instill that what is important, a sense of what is going to be important, is the residents, rather than your paying customers.
Indeed, it is true. And that's why we're conducting a thorough evaluation within the organizations to look at the issues and learn from what happened.
No, you didn't. We told you, I spoke to you, and you knew this was going to be a problem because it had been partially a problem before, and it had been raised as a problem before. So I cannot, and honestly, I support this. You know I support it, and I work for you to repeat it. But some truths must be said.
Of
frankly,
course. Yes.
Frankly.
Always.
And that is that your organization valued the lives of people that are residents here, many of my neighbors had fragile lives. And you set their lives and their problems close to zero. And it was only when I went through Jim Graham's office that I was able to get, they made calls for me commander there. And even then, it did not, we were only able to resolve a few of the issues, and there were continuing problems all day long.
And I think she understands.
Sure.
Now that if
would you rather ask, let me ask you something very openly, because I am, if you are a man of truth, I am a woman of truth. Believe me, because I am an immigrant, and I came here at 13, and I didn't know a word of English.
It
has taken me a lot of work to where to be where I am, and to be an alumni from the George Washington University, you know, with a doctoral degree like you. So, needless to say, let me ask you, to all of you, do you really want us not to have this festival here?
No, I don't think that's the question.
No, because if you do, I will make sure that we don't have a festival here next year.
I've already addressed that issue.
No, let me ask you openly.
Okay, beyond me, I've already stated mine.
No, I'm asking you, Greg.
Well, I've already told you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want me not to have
this festival?
Perhaps you weren't listening because
no, I was listening.
He wants you not. He wants not to have a traffic problem.
I understand that.
Let's try to get off the personality issues and the personal acquisition. Greg, I think you're overplaying this situation. Let's identify the problems and determine how we can not replicate them next year, because we do want to have the PST here.
Because I wonder if this is a cultural and racial and class clash. You know, this is what I wonder. I am a woman of color. Look at my color.
Most of the people that were here.
I am an immigrant woman. Okay? So I know what harassment is. And discrimination. Believe me. I know. I attended Johns Hopkins University, and when I came into the library on a Saturday with my suit like this, I was asked to go and pick up the trash. So I know how to open openly and honestly, and if you don't want this festival here, hey, I'll take it somewhere else.
That's an idea. If we can't resolve traffic and problems like that, you should take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
I hope you
because
heard, I hope you heard him that
because
my neighbors
you have a beautiful festival. We have 70,000 people, no alcohol,
70?
Free of cost, 70,000.
70?
Free of cost to DC residents in a moment of crisis. I really appreciate your support, but I don't want to be humiliated either. Because I am a woman of color and I can't take that. Personally, I cannot.
How about you pay attention to people that actually were impacted by decisions made by Fiesta DC.
Excuse me, I have to say this. First of all, we're two separate people, so don't include me with that. I was not trying to attack you. I think you need to calm down because that sounded like you pounced on her. So I can understand how she is irritated now because I probably would feel the same way. But we need to calm down. The thing is, we really honestly do not want the festival to leave. We think it's a beautiful event.
Yes.
Me personally, what I was going to say, because it's such an issue with me about the advance information, I'll volunteer to get some more volunteers to make sure that the signs are put up so the people will know what's going to be cut off. That was what I was suggesting. Remember, put the signs up to let them know in advance, like a week or two in advance, this street, what's going to be cut off, what time it's going to be cut off, and things like that. So that's what I was going to say. I'm willing to step in and help with that because apparently there's just not enough people who want to do that because I know you get busy and all those things are going on. So that's what I was saying. That's just my only thing, that the advertisement is not up. When people come to you and they say, oh, I couldn't get it, whatever, say, I posted it 2 weeks before festival time, I posted it. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I told my residents. I said, next year, I'm going to just volunteer to be the one to take that on. And I'll make sure that they're up. I'll make sure that all those residents know. And then I'll just make sure that everybody in my S&D knows. Just put it up. That's all I was saying. Just give them advance notice. Once you do that, they have no argument. It's like you were pre-warned. You know the festival is coming. This is the time it's coming. These are the things that's going to take place. That's all. But I personally think you did a wonderful job with the festival, period, as a whole. I don't have a problem with any of that. I just have a problem with that one issue. And like I said, like my father always told me, if you find a problem, then find a solution. And I see the solution, and I am willing to go on record and say, when you're ready to do this again, you come to me, I'll get the volunteers, and we'll get that posted.
Thank you, and I would love to go to your building, meet the residents, and hear them, and work with you.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I just want to add that from what I have seen from the festival this year, that's one thing that we missed. And we're not making excuses, but it's the kind of thing that there are a lot of things that we could have done, include you, because you know the neighborhood. And you could have just given us bits and pieces. Look, this is what could have happened. This is what's going to happen. Because as much as we plan, we just plan the big picture. We don't see the little things that could happen. And I think that, God willing, moving forward, we will want to include all of you to help us. And like you said, be a volunteer. Because you are part of the neighborhood, and we need you. We need you to work with us, to help us lead your residents, saying, well, this is what's going to happen. Just remind them. I know seniors. If you tell them a week before, they're not going to remember. So you just got to keep reminding them and lead them. You know, I've worked with clients for 30 years, and I know that they still, the people that know me, I have left banking 10 years ago, and they still think I work in a bank, no matter how many times I tell them. So I know how you work with people, not only seniors, but everybody. So we need to work with you. I realize that.
Great. Part of the arrangements we made this year was that there be a hotline, and that problems that arose would be dealt with immediately, and there would be a mediator that would be charged with solving the problems immediately. That was the agreement that we made.
Some new people that came in. We're talking about the SNPC, good and bad. Hmm. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, well, I'm here.
May I finish the statement?
Oh, why don't you say it?
No. And I want the finish of the statement is that I found over 5 hours of trying that there is no such system, that no mediator I could reach, no problem solving that went on. And so that part of handling the immediate, there are thousands of these problems that are going to emerge. I talked with a number of the people, the vendors and the like, they had similar kinds of issues that where they said there were things that came up and they could not get a change because there was nobody that was set aside to deal with problems and to mediate them and to seek an immediate solution.
When you're dealing with such a large number of people, it's very hard to address all the issues. We had a command center, we had a communication center, and for the first time, we had a fax number and we had a toll-free number. So, but the issues when you're dealing with 70,000 people can be 10,000 at a time. So, this is no matter to apologize, it's no matter to explain to you that things were taken,
what is the name of the your problem solver that was going to mediate, as per the agreement we set up? Can you give me that name so that I can see what?
I remember when you and I met, I said, I agree and I'm going to make sure everything happens. I will try to get the mediator. I was not successful. The one I had in mind was out of town.
Well, that was our conditional agreement to do this because we know this has been a serious problem. And in this case, as you heard from Stormy and myself, the impact was on some of our most fragile residents who themselves have been discriminated against for most of their lives, and the result of which that they are barely marginally hanging on economically in the neighborhood. So they are the victims of discrimination.
Believe me, I know about discrimination. You cannot talk to me about discrimination.
In this case,
let's move on.
They did move on. This is safe.
I think I'd like to hear from Monaco and then
I'll just say. Good night.
And myself, first of all, I would like to recommend this, if my words have been taken, to just, because I was a problem, and you know, this proposed, like she said, I mean, I just heard a good solution, a possible solution. And that would be my recommendation. But let's narrow it to A1 for upcoming phase and all this. It's a little better. I mean, I understand the agreement that it was exposed and it was a little failure. But overall, I believe the first was a great success. I mean, this is just, you know, let's just focus on those small issues that we must encounter and everything. But let's have a little, you know, easier, smoother way to work, if it was possible. Because, I mean, everyone was enjoying it, you know. You all enjoy it. And some of the others that didn't enjoy it all the way. I mean, definitely. I'm the one that would enforce that too, you know what I mean? But when it comes to communication, I mean, I spent the two weeks telling everyone about it. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's do better for this. Yeah, well, that aspect, but overall, it was just an amazing event.
I have something to tell. This is more or less aesthetics. I was shocked when I went down to the bottom stage and saw barbed wire. I thought it was at a concentration camp. And I think I got to the root of the problem. Somebody said, we need a barrier in front of the stage. Somebody said, don't worry, my construction site has these fences. They're 10 feet high and they have barbed wire and they block the view of the stage. So next time, think about the stage as a producer, not as a zookeeper.
Right.
And the second thing is, when you approach the area, you see all these police cars with their lights going on. Well, that's the second part of the militarization, the concentration camp aspect that you can do to a festival. You don't need that. You don't need to have that aspect. Barbed wire, police cars, the lights. We don't need to put that onto the festival.
Right. But I have to say, I was really happy with the outcome. I was at the Meagle.
The Meagle
stage. Right on by 7-11.
Because it's further down the street because it's blocked. Yeah.
Right. But I saw our families, very low income families with many children, enjoying themselves and feeling free and not discriminated.
That was one of the best things.
You know, and I got that feeling of freedom. Mm-hmm. I was really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
You know, one more thing that I just dawned on me when you said that you talk to your people. You know, this festival has been going on for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaders here know about it. So I think also they have a responsibility to let them know. I know it's our responsibility too, but come on guys, you've got more power and you can tell people, you know, the festival's going on like every year, so remember what happens.
Because I'm always surprised at how many people don't.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
But it's been here only, this is only the third time, I know.
Six.
No, I think it was at the Cardos.
Yeah. Oh, it's not been in Mount Pleasant.
No, three.
It has not been here.
3 years.
No, it was here when I first came here.
Oh, 3 years? Yes. They started the parade.
But it's not as if we've got a lot of people who are familiar with this stuff, which is why we're learning so much. And let me see, as I said before, we want to identify the problem so we can resolve the problem so that we can keep the festival here, because we do hear from people who want it to go away. There are people who want to go away. I resent this implication that there's any kind of racism or ethnic prejudice here. We are strongly in favor of having the fiesta here because we want to keep Mount Pleasant the Latino heart of the district. We want to keep that. So, now, I think we've identified three problems. And the point here is to lessons learned. What did we learn from this experience? What can we do better next time?
Yeah.
One, you've got to have access to Hobart Street so that you can reach the backside of Harvard Towers. The blocking curving at Adams Mill doesn't work. And that's there's an interesting conflict there, but we'll have to resolve that. Two, you've got to have access to Lamont Street, because you've got a lot of in and out from a parking garage there. You can't close off Lamont Street. Three, the vendor vehicles. The one complaint I had was the guy who brought his U-Haul truck and parked it across the street from our house, way at the west end, in a very hazardous location so nobody could see around him. It was there all day. What provision is there for the vendor vehicles to be parked? They seem to be finding their way anywhere they could in the neighborhood. I think they should do better at that. They shouldn't be cluttering our neighborhood with dangerously parked vehicles. Large vehicles, which because they're vendor vehicles, they are there all day from morning till dark.
No, because if it was from a vendor, they were not supposed to be there. Because they were told that they dropped this stuff and they got to move.
They weren't listening to you. That U-Haul truck was...
Oh, okay.
I talked with a lot of them that were moving the police cones contrary to law and moving in and parking illegally, just generally, on Lamont Street, where there are very few parking spaces, and they commandeered them immediately. And I tried to talk with them and said that the SDPC has a great innovation. I bought this. Rented a whole floor of Grid USA for people to use as parking, including vendor parking. And every single one of them told me that they had been given no instructions about where they could park.
Okay.
We have written instructions, but anyway, we're conducting we're very thankful. I'm glad we identified the points that you're bringing, your concerns. We're going to address them. I'm going to take them to my board. And we're learning as we're doing, and we have learned the hard lessons. But overall, we feel very happy. Now, let me ask you as commissioners, what does Fiesta DC, what does this Latino festival bring to your neighborhood in a positive way? What does it bring? What does it do to Mount Pleasant in general? What message does this festival send to the Washington residents and the metropolitan area about Mount Pleasant neighborhood?
Right. My point of view is that it advertises Mount Pleasant as the heart of Latino culture in the district. We love that. Especially in this time where so many Latinos are being forced out of the neighborhood because of economics, we want to keep that. We want to keep Mount Pleasant Latino.
And I can tell you, when I was visiting the business owners, a couple of them hugged me. They said, thank you. Thank you for bringing the people. You know, the ladies, especially in the thrift stores, they just gave me Cokes, they gave me water, and they were hugging me. They said, thank you very much. And I was very pleased with that reaction.
Please continue as chair, Pat. Go ahead.
Well, when it comes to those people that were told that they were supposed to park in certain areas, and now they... When they pop up that question, no, nobody told me. That's a very responsible way to answer back. No, nobody told me. That's easy because they know their troubles. So, yeah. So, to me, those people that were not well parked, they should have been ticketed in the first place. Let the law enforcement do their job. But they cannot be telling that they were not told and that they were supposed to. You know, that's an easy one to get out. You know, they should have been ticketed if you ask me.
Well, for me, first of all, culture is real important to me. And the roots and the beginning of everything is important to me. And it's a day of family. It's a day of coming together for all people. It brings business to the area, and it allows the children and the older people who constantly hear a lot of stuff that's all negative. It gives them an opportunity to just enjoy the day and to remember home, if you will. And, you know, and it does bring the business owners, puts them in a good mood, of course, because they're, you know, making business and advertising and foods and what have you. But it's a day, and sometimes it just takes something like that to just pull somebody up out of the grime and the muck and everything, mm-hmm. and give them a reason and feel good about themselves and everything. And it also helps people to understand and see similarities in culture that's similar to theirs. And it's just a beautiful time. It's a beautiful day altogether.
Yeah, that reminds me. I also went to this pizza place called Radius, and he was complaining now about parking, blah, blah, blah. And I went into his restaurant, and he was packed. There was no tables where I could sit. I went there to have lunch myself, because first of all, I wanted to sit down because I was walking. But he was packed. So I want to call him again. I said, we watched some people, didn't we? Yeah. It was really packed. There were no tables there.
You see, that day, that's a special day. I personally don't like to call him Latino. I don't like that word myself. But I don't like to divide people by race and all that. But you know what? I saw all kinds of people, like all sorts of cultures. I mean, not just, and that's something that I do appreciate. You know, like all the variety, all the multiculturalization that I enjoyed that day. So that's my other reason why I strongly support the fiesta, and I will encourage you.
I believe it was well done. As I said, overall, this is extraordinary because at the end of the last several, the room was packed with people who came with complaints, and so.
So the biggest problems are access and access.
Well, but also that they need to hire an outsider to come in and has the responsibility, not a volunteer, somebody that is a third party, and that was part of the contract we had with you, a third party person, and they need to be hired so they're independent and they have the authority to implement changes and to solve problems rapidly.
Right. We wish we could have hired more consultants. But the truth of the matter is
just
that...
One.
Oh, yes, one. No, but we needed more. But the issue is that we had to work 24/7 to get sponsors. We had very limited time frame and help from the government this year because of the crisis and from OLA. Mm-hmm. We only got 10,000. You don't know how expensive it is.
That's true. Really,
it is extremely expensive to have a festival of this nature.
Absolutely.
And we did it in 2.5 months, and I feel proud, and I feel good about my board, and I feel good about all the people that came along.
So when do you want to come back and say, here are our plans for next year? What's a good time of the year? Please, I don't care. What do you think? When you go back and talk to your people, is it going to be January, is it going to be February, is it going to be March, what time of the year could you start working?
Absolutely. We are in the process of evaluation process.
You probably burned out most of your people, so they need a rest.
I was just going to say, she even got sick because she was working so hard, 24/7. She was very sick for a couple of weeks.
I know most of your people would be very tired.
Yes. We're recovering right now. We pay a lot of bills.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was fun.
But we should start early. Sometime next year.
Getting an early start is good. The commission can't start early because we can't push road.
Well, no.
It's got to come.
We should start early working together.
Yes, and I do believe that we've got to operate at several levels, and we can't confuse the levels. It's got to work overall as a big advertising. I was astonished by the order of magnitude, better quality of your reception and the quality of your donors this year. That was just, you knocked that out of the ballpark. And it was extremely well done. Of all these embassies and the like, and the chance to start to involve them in the future years, got their interest and the like. I was impressed how you built bridges with the previous board, because they were deeply polarized before, and by giving them plaques and giving them attention and the like. I thought that was a very good move on your part to heal the wounds and some of the past elements. But I do believe that problems like I went through about 5 hours of a lot of, that I was a personal recipient of the pain of my neighbors.
They don't give comfort too.
Why?
They don't give comfort for some of their problems too.
They do. They still do. And they made it clear. I mean, I got a lot of pain from my neighbors, and there were a large number of them. And not just my neighbors, but immediately with some of the vendors, because I know a lot of the people, the merchants on the street. And they made clear to me that they, how unhappy they were that their problems weren't solved. So from my standpoint...
It's about time, Jack.
Yes.
No, but I'm getting antsy.
But from my standpoint... The critical piece in the future is that there be a problem-solving group. Need not be large, but they have some tools to keep track of. They write a ticket, they keep the numbers on it. You get a little computer. You get the computer help if you can. You can start now, and that it's a three-person group. With the moderator, the party moderator is there to resolve the problems on the spot. Because.
And believe me, we were trying because we had 100 waiting lists and we were troubleshooting everything you can imagine, from a missing child to someone showing their private parts in front of Best Way. So we had enormous hard issues to address, and we're learning.
But you hear that.
Oh, I hear everything.
There was deep hurt, not just dissatisfaction, but pain and hurt and threats to quite a few people in my area, and some others that I heard from as well. So, regardless, you can't control an awful lot of things, like the rain. You can make sure that you've got a problem-solving team. Because, and I'll try to finish it here. When people are badly hurt, pain is remembered, memory researchers say, 100 times more than pleasure. And people that have pain from an experience tell ultimately two or three times more people about their pain. The downside is not equal to the upside, and that's why specific attention needs to be paid to problem solving, and especially those things that are hurting.
So to end on a positive note, next year your old guys will help us.
Yeah, it would be good, like, if you guys do recommend, like you said, it's a great independent, if you know somebody, it's always good to send it over, you know, but then it's another way to make sure that happens.
I think you would make a good third party.
I don't know who it was.
Do you know somebody?
I have a quick question I want to ask. The, what do you call them? Two-way radios? We still call them that, or whatever, the communication devices. Do you guys get somebody to donate the use of those?
No, we rent them out.
Oh, you rent them.
We got to rent them.
But we got a really good price this year. We moved them. They were shipped from California, and we got a good deal. And we rented 100. You need some?
No. Thank you so much. No, I was thinking... possibly if there was some type of communication set for the people, you know, doing the troubleshooting where they could communicate with each other on their own line or whatever,
We've had different channels.
Yeah.
Like one was for board members, four for security, and so on. Cleaning was number four.
Okay.
Like, you know, we had the horse on the parade, and he disposed.
Yeah.
Right in front of you were able to see that.
I could find within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was frustrating that it took 5 minutes. But 5 minutes is good. People communicate. The problem was that then there was no one with an authority to focus, and like you said, there was a massive amount of time spent in communicating. Little golf courts came around, lots of people came and talked, and volunteers and so on, but nothing happened.
There you are.
So they're going to direct that to be one of the
before that, I thank you from all the commissioners. Thank you for putting on a distinctly superior festival than we have experienced before. Do you hear that message?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.